The award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito invites you to Get This with Tony Martin and Ryan Shelton.
Yes, Ryan's show, Real Stories, has gone to air since he came in last, so, you know, are you up yourself now? Is that what we can expect?
Massively. Massively. I'm inside out. I'm so far up.
Well, I'm hoping you'll stick around for Cavalier's Believe It or Not.
I'm so excited for Cavalier's Believe It or Not.
It's a magical world.
There's awesome pranks as well. We have the answer to the petrol crisis, finally, and we'll teach you how to make a champagne cocktail, Gary Niwon style. It's all coming up on Get There.
Get it off, come on. You had no right to put it on there.
All right, Blakey, leave it out.
Oh, me gloves.
The modern sounds of men at work here at Get This on Triple M around the nation. Good morning, it's me, Tony Martin. It's that man in Cavalier.
Hello.
It's this man, Ryan Shelton.
Ah, yes.
That, great round.
That coming out of that song with that drum coming straight in was so FM.
Yeah.
I love a good FM back announce.
That had crackle.
It had a lot of crackle.
Cue up Africa by Toto. Then we'll see what we can do. Ryan, congratulations on Real Stories with yourself, Mr. X, Mr. Why.
Thank you.
Goes out on Channel 10 tonight.
Mm-hmm.
First episode, I really thought that thing you did was the funniest thing of the week, that the bloke who kept laughing at the people he was meant to be caring for.
Yeah, well, I was actually literally laughing in a lot of it because I get the giggles a lot when I do that sort of stuff anyway, and that was kind of one of the only situations where I could actually piss myself, literally, and get away with it.
And was that something that wasn't in the script, I'm guessing?
Yeah, because Mr. X told me that you just showed up on the day with a mustache that you'd brought for yourself.
Yeah, well,
built a character around.
Well, the story we shot previously to that, because we, you know, the magic of television, we shot out of order.
Yes.
Whoa, yeah, yeah. Whoa,
whoa. That is out of order.
Penn and Teller's magic reveal today. But so the day after, the story before, I had this big beard for one of the characters that I had to grow. And so I cut, I sort of shaved a moustache out of that beard.
Mm.
And it just kind of looked funny. I just think moustaches are funny in general.
They are. Well, it's paid off. And how has your life changed?
Because you're described as an unsung hero.
Yeah, in the paper today.
Well, I haven't seen that, so I don't know what it actually says.
What section is that in?
Unsung heroes.
Unsung heroes.
A new section just for that article.
But in the week since it went to air, I mean, obviously, life must have gone completely topsy-turvy.
I've flown to Hollywood and back 4 or 5 times, not for any specific reason.
Right.
Just because I feel like I can.
Frequent flyer miles.
Get them up. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, it hasn't really changed.
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
You know the women's mags?
Not one person has said anything to me.
Really? Insiders, onlookers, sources, nothing to say about you?
Fellow restaurant diners, surely.
I'd love to have some sources and
pals?
Restaurant diners. I don't have any official pals. All my pals keep their mouths shut.
No.
About nothing. I'm a boring guy, let's face it.
Okay.
Don't call me magazines, you'll get nothing.
You know, it's harder and harder to get into the women's mags, right?
Right, what do you got
to
do?
Do you know this bloke, Flavio?
Oh, Flavio?
Flavio.
Is he?
This...
Brazilian?
He's a Formula One manager.
Flavio Briatore,
who tends to constantly date models. In fact, I think isn't he the father of Heidi Klum's baby? Possibly one of...
That'll do.
It kind of sounds like... You know, there's like the Hamburglar and stuff. In the French McDonald's, it sounds like a new character, like a new mascot.
Flavio.
French Flavio.
I love how Richard Marsden are just nodding when I mention anything to do with Heidi Klum.
Oh.
Right across the whole Klum.
The windswept shock drop, Richard Marsden.
No, I know Flavio has cut a sway through quite a number of Brazilian supermodels and is always seen at the catwalks of Milan and what have you.
Yeah.
But he's not very, like, he's old.
Yeah, he's old.
Yeah.
He's dating, I think, a Wonderbra model somebody at
good
the moment.
Choice.
Now that we've set him up as this lady killer, I'm going to show you the photo that's in the New Weekly this week. You ready? Here we go.
Okay.
Bang!
Come on!
Take a look at that.
Come on!
That is an old man with a piece of string around his waist, barely containing his genitalia.
And a black lolly bag to keep it all in place.
You know, he's dating a Wonderbra model. Get some of the stock off her, buddy, for your tackle.
Gee whiz.
Look at that. See that, Richard?
That's outrageous.
Is that the kind of gear you wore to attract your incredibly hot girlfriend?
Hey, you see that he's got a tan line a little bit further up, for a G-string tan line, about, you know, 30 centimetres above the lolly bag line.
Which means that he's been wearing a G-string and thought, it's just not small enough. I need a smaller piece to cover up.
The ladies want more.
That is really quite disturbing.
It's good that she's not, with him for his money. You know, that's the nice thing on her.
She's in for the lolly bag, yo. Okay, there's nothing about you in any of these mags.
At least turn
that. That's surprising.
Ryan, no telltale baby bump?
Well, it could be me. I think I have a baby bump.
Oh, look, Angelina's telltale baby bump.
Another one.
Is it a baby bump or is that crayon? That just looks... That's airbrushed. Look at it. That's not real.
Yeah, that's that... There's a tool in Photoshop that can do that, I think.
The baby bump tool.
Yeah, the baby bump tool.
Speaking of tools, I've got some K-Fed news here somewhere.
Yeah, he did a performance. It didn't go down too well.
Did you see that footage?
I did see some of that footage.
He was at the Teen Choice Awards. And it says here, Britney Spears stormed out of the Teen Choice Awards after her husband K-Fed's performance. Well, that's understandable. But no, apparently he was flirting furiously with Jessica Simpson.
Her arch rival.
But surely it was the performance. What was it?
It's just as if someone went, all right, look, here's a clown. We'll dress him up all in white and we'll send him out and he'll shout into a microphone for a while. And then
at children, because it's the Teen Choice Awards.
He'll shout at kids that don't know any better. And then he'll just sort of make a lot of gestures and walk off.
It was surely the brief was a little bit different.
That's not how they promoted it.
If that was the brief, he has hit the nail on the head. K-Fed, you've done it.
But now, Britney's man set to appear on CSI. He's mastered the art of hip-hop. Now over to the acting caper. Surely a dead body floating in a lake. Surely.
Corpse in river. I got a haircut the other day, and the lady that was cutting my hair described my complexion as corpse in a river.
She must work for Derwent.
That standard morning radio complexion, corpse in a river.
Thanks very much.
Corpse in a river. Corpse wasn't enough.
No, a little bit of Laura Palmer work.
Right? Did you have leaves in your mouth at the time?
A couple of leaves, Rich. Jeez, I don't sit here and have a go at you when you got leaves in your mouth.
Oh, wait, there's another baby bump.
Who's got one?
A Jen and Ben expecting two.
Who's Jen and Ben?
Oh, Jennifer Garner Ben Affleck.
And Baffleck.
You might know
Jen, who? Jen and Ben? It's obvious. Ed.
Wake up.
You're sitting here with Take Five and That's Life magazine. You don't even know who Jen and Ben are.
I only know them as Bennifer.
All right.
Crawl out of that river and get with the program. The actress, Jennifer Garner, has also been sporting a larger tummy than usual. What's you heightening speculation? Who's speculating? What kind of person would be speculating about that?
Like waistline speculators.
I want to start a magazine and get just pictures of actresses who look a little bit fat. It's got to be a burger bump or a hot dog bump or a pasta bump, a carbs after four bump.
There's got to be something in here for you, Ryan. I mean, now that you're big time.
Yeah. Massive.
And now that you're, what is it, the saving grace.
Unsung hero.
The unsung hero of Australian television. Surely you can get involved in a fire crotch feud.
I've been yelling out for a fire crotch. I can't even read that. Fire crotch. It's like a Dr. Zeus headline.
I am a fire crotch, Sam. I am.
And what's going on?
I don't know. It would take weeks
really?
To explain how the firecrotch, Lindsay and Paris's firecrotch feud got underway.
I reckon the articles in those magazines are just lorem ipsum, you know, those graphic designers who just put mumbo jumbo just to design. No one reads it.
Nah.
Kofi Annan is coming in and ships are on their way to the Middle East to try and help victims of the firecrotch feud burning out of control. So much to get to on this program. It's time to play Cavalier's Believe It or Not. Does that excite you, Ryan?
I love Cavalier's Believe It or Not, even though I've never played.
It's a bumper crop, too.
That'll be next.
The exciting thing is, I don't know what to believe, and I don't know what not to believe.
You will believe. Have a nice day, say Bon Jovi.
Another good FM back announce.
I'm getting into this. I am.
I loved it.
Ryan Shelton is with us from Real Stories. Goes out on Channel 10 tonight. What time is it?
9 p.m. before Rove Live.
Right. Mm-hmm. Rove Live. What about you, Mr. Marsden?
Yeah. Anything? Yeah, so happening tonight.
You in, man?
No, I'm not in tonight. No.
Third week in a row, nothing.
I might be Corpse in a River.
Maybe Corpse in a River. That's the new fragrance from Ed Cavalier.
But no, nothing. No appearances.
Third week in a row.
Yeah, I'm backing off on the profile. I'm overexposed.
Is it because of us? Is it because of stuff we've been you know, we've been sizzling you too much, so they've gone, we've
possibly.
We're costing him work now.
They sat him down and was like, Rich, it's Roving Pete's show, mate.
That's the brand.
It's getting too much.
I don't want to do Wikipedia vandalism every day, but if you go to your page today, somebody's put up something about claiming you were involved in puppetry of the penis.
Well, speaking of overexposed.
There you go. And speaking of, more of the same, I'm afraid. My part, as we've mentioned, people keep changing the phrase tickling Martin's funny bone.
Yeah, that was the original.
Yeah.
Martin's funny bone was what they originally put up.
On the Get This page.
Yeah.
Then it was penis.
Yep.
Then it was love rod. And now I think
I liked love rod. I was hoping, because the word love was in there, you know. Rod seedy, love makes it nice.
It's kind of romantic,
exactly.
Isn't it?
And I went on there last night, I thought, what's it going to be now? And somebody had put, and I quote, spicy hot boner.
What? Bonner.
Yeah, Bonner.
Yeah.
Tony Bonner.
An important
Tony Bonner.
An important situation to have good spelling, probably.
Anyway, I think it's back to funny bone. Ed Cavalli is here, and Ryan, when you got this gig on the Channel 10 on The Real Stories, I mean, do you have any sort of acting training at all?
No, just at high school. I went to school with Hamish, and we used to do a few... Yeah, you know, plays and get involved in that sort of stuff.
What play did you do?
Yeah, like Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are Dead.
Oh, yes.
Cyrano de Bergerac.
Yeah, I'm looking for something embarrassing.
Actually, in year two, I was Scrooge in a Christmas play.
Yeah.
Bah Humbug.
It's all quite good, though.
Yeah, it's pretty good roles, man.
No Run for Your Wife, nothing like that?
No, I was Bill Sykes in Oliver in year 9.
It's all classy.
Quite good, man.
Too classy. So that's almost qualifications right there. Ed Cavalli got this job without any qualifications.
Lying.
Yeah. And people aren't happy about it. Listen to what Philip Ruddock had to say last night.
I know that there was evidence adduced that would allow a person to form a view that training had occurred.
But no, not at all.
Wait a second, what the hell is he talking about?
He's talking about you.
Oh, he's so brilliantly entertaining. Yeah.
And he's some kind of bird, isn't he? I can't quite pick what kind of bird he is. Is he an eagle?
No,
there's something about his
something
face.
More insidious. He's one of those like a bird that sort of sits and waits for corpses. Vulture, that's them. Yeah.
A vulture.
Yeah.
A vile, poisonous condor gone bad. Something like that.
I'm going for that, yeah.
Okay.
Mm.
Despite having no qualifications whatsoever, Ed has produced a remarkable series of segments that the whole industry is talking about.
Oh, yeah.
And it's time now for Cavalier's Believe It or Not. Theme music by Nickelback. Just the way Ed likes it. So how does this work, Ed?
That's so good.
You're going to give us a bunch of headlines. Some of them are from Take 5.
And That's Life. My new boyfriend's Take 5 and That's Life, right? Some of them are real. Some of them Ed's made up, right? And you have to say whether it's Cavalli or whether it's real, yeah?
Okay.
First one. I performed my own sex change.
Cavalli.
Incorrect.
Do we both get to guess?
Sorry, I forgot that you were there. Yeah,
I missed out on the first round.
Hang on, so what's that? Who's
a lady,
their own...
A lady was so... a dude was so desperate to become a lady, and the doctor wouldn't let her, that she went to a hospital and cut his penis off in the waiting room and said, well, you're going to have to now. And threw it in a bin. Yeah, and then said, right, you got to do it. And they did.
I mean, surely she's had training. Surely she's a doctor. Otherwise, how can she do this?
She just did it.
Oh,
there you go. Ready?
That's real. Next one.
My baby's no Da Vinci Code villain.
Real.
That's real.
Real.
Absolutely right.
Yes. Real.
A lady had an albino, and then she's like, I read the Da Vinci Code, and from that, I know that all albinos are evil. So I was worried my baby was evil.
So I got rid of the baby.
So apparently.
That is, you know, is it albino? Is it albino? I'm never sure.
Call in. I think it's...
Call in, you freaks. No. See, that's the problem. They get a bad rap because they're always the villains in the
they
movie.
Are.
Despite the good work of Whitey named Milky in Me, Myself and Irene, who's doing, you know, quite a lot of, you know, effort to reverse the damage.
Would you consider the guy in Powder to be an albino?
No. He was like an electrical conducting dude.
Yeah, it was the director who was creepy in that one, apparently.
Ready? Cat saves man from drowning.
That's got to be real.
That's a Cavalier one.
Real.
It's Cavalier.
Oh, no, if it's a cat. Well, imagine, it had cats.
Imagine a little puss cat with a lifesaver's thick cap on its head dragging someone to safety.
Why are there no what-what-was?
Can you imagine?
Where are the sound effects of this segment?
I don't know. You keep pointing at Rich and he keeps like nodding like, yeah, what's up?
You know what it is? He's going, hey, I don't want this to upstage Dick's box.
I'm not sure. I don't know which way it's going. It's called preparation. Let's look into it.
All right.
Whoa! There you go.
This is a piece of paper I've written out, Richard.
The cat that saved the man is in the studio.
Yeah. See him, guys. See him.
Next.
All right. I died 3 times.
That's got to be Cavalier. Real.
Real.
Rich?
That's Cavalier.
No, it's real.
Oh,
a guy, well, like, was in a, went, had an accident, went to hospital, died. They brought him back, died, brought him back, died, brought him 3 times. And they said, what's it like on the other side? He said, dark.
Dark.
I was like, oh, okay. Fair enough. Ready?
Yep.
Todd McKenney's fan mail.
That's got to be real. Bullshit.
That's Cavalier. That's Cavalier. That's it. They're going to write
that's
in.
Good.
What?
My dog runs its own bath.
Oh,
that's real.
That's got to be real.
I hope it is.
Yes. He jumps into the thing and turns on with his little paws.
Turns the taps with his little paws. That's great. Hey, what about funny dogs? Oh, we had.
Yes.
My wife and I got onto YouTube last night. Simply typed in the phrase funny dogs, and that was an evening's edit. Forget your four corners.
Yeah, it's over.
Oh, you've got to look at the dancing dog.
That one, there's a woman.
There's a woman, sort of kind of an older woman, and gainly dressing up as Olivia Newton-John in Grease, and doing a full choreographed routine with a dog.
2.5 minutes.
So you're the one that I want.
And it's unbelievable. I'm going to go so far, better than the original. Much, much better than the original.
I'm going to go so far as to say that if you had to pay $13.50 to pop down to, you know, Village Cinemas and just watch that 2.5 minutes of footage on the big screen, you wouldn't feel ripped off at the end of it.
Absolutely.
What is it, Dancing Dog? Is that
Dancing Dog, that's what you go for. One
so
more,
good.
One more and then we've got some for the callers. I got married on a camel!
It's possible. I guess it's possible.
Yeah. What am I thinking about? I don't know. Yeah. Real.
Real.
There's no logic to
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Real.
These people had a medieval wedding. They wanted a horse and cart. They couldn't get one. The guy said, I've got a camel. So they got married on that.
See, the little thing is, when you say it, for some reason I had the picture in my head. Is that believable? Can I see them on the camel getting married?
See, so what have we learned? That all you have to do is listen for the one that's about cats, and that'll be Cavalier.
No, I made up about this. Oh, no, I didn't.
We're still on air, by the
way.
That's
the only one I made up. Oh, because the last few I had for the listeners I made up. All right. Now, look, give me some time. By the end of the next segment,
well done.
I'll be all... Oh, don't give me that. You.
I just should point out again that we are on air.
Sorry.
More Get This coming up in a few moments.
Get This.
It's probably the wrong spot to do it if you're going to do it anyway.
For the award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito on Triple M.
It's Get This at Triple M, where all the chairs are on
That's
casters.
Really good.
And where the air conditioning seems to be fixed. That was a debacle yesterday.
Oh, it was hot in here.
What happened yesterday?
The air conditioning was on the fritz, which means Tone had to reveal that he was wearing a Mick Malloy t-shirt.
How disturbing is that?
Well,
it was a Tough Love limited edition t-shirt.
Right.
And because when you get up in the morning, it's dark, and you just grab things off the floor.
I often just
have a cocktail frock on. I don't realise till I get to work.
Someone compliments you on it.
But it was pretty creepy and weird that Tony Martin would be wearing a Mick Malloy t-shirt. But everything comes out on the show. As we discovered yesterday, it's not our bodies on those Bushelton posters.
Yeah, that's an amazing Penn and Teller's revealed secret.
Because our bodies don't look like bodies on film.
Yeah,
you've got to use other people.
Yeah, that's true.
I've prepared a song for you all.
Oh, what instruments are you sporting today?
The tape deck.
What do you mean?
I brought a tape in, an old mixtape of mine called Funky Tunes 87.
That's a good one.
I'll be spinning something from that. One, two, one, two, three, four.
Okay. It's Judd Nelson. Oh, freeze frame. Yes, we know what that is. Simple Minds, Don't You Forget About Me. Here at Get This on Triple M. Ryan Shelton is with us. You'll see him tonight on Real Stories.
9 p.m.
Yes.
What if I'm into video podcasts?
If you're into video podcasts, you should get the Real Stories podcast.
What?
Yeah, and I hate to compete. I love your guys' podcast. I love the Get This podcast, but
There's no pictures, though.
If you get the Real Stories podcast, we're doing highlights and recaps of all the stories.
Wow.
After they go to air, in case you miss something or you want to relive some of the magic.
So it's not the whole show, though.
No, not the whole show. Right. Not the whole show. We figure people don't want to sit that long to wait to download it.
We've gone pod mental.
Yeah.
On this program.
Pod mania.
We've got our normal Thursday midday podcast.
Yep,
that's already gone up there. Then the whole 100th show.
Nothing for Snatto fans.
Nothing for Snatto fans, but there it is. And today, I think, or is it tomorrow, maybe tomorrow morning, we'll be adding the Smith cast.
Ah, Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith.
Now, what's the logic behind that, Tone?
Oh, because the Kevin Smith fans, they're all over the internet. You know what they're up to.
Come on. They're nerds.
They're nerds.
There's a group of hardcore Kevin Smith fans in a room, like, looking at all the media, making sure that Kevin Smith gets good publicity, making calls to the head of the Herald Sun and to, like, the Daily Telegraph and just getting people, get more Kevin Smith
Make
out
sure
there.
They're not airbrushing the trench coat. Make sure everyone gets a good hard look at it.
It's Silent Bob, not Quiet Bob. Get it right.
Well. Just letting the atmosphere just keep quiet.
Calm down a bit.
So that we can mention our sponsors. The Mercedes-Benz Vito.
There you go.
What is
this? You all start making out now?
If you want to make out to Kill Bill music, you can, Ed Beverly.
Right.
Save it for the ladies, buddy.
Ow.
It's the Mercedes-Benz Vito. It's a van. It's a Mercedes van. You'd think that'd be way too expensive, wouldn't you?
Massively.
Not at all. Yeah. Wrong. Fool to yourself, burden to others if you think that. But what about petrol?
Yes.
Isn't that a worry?
I hate it. Oh, the prices are going up, aren't they?
It's so expensive, that petrol.
So much.
So a lot of people are getting the old LPG installed.
I've noticed this.
I didn't even know what LPG was.
It's a gas of some sort?
I think it's a gas.
Yeah.
To find out more, let's cross to Get This's Tony Martin.
Thanks, Tony. Well, with the world's oil reserves in decline, skyrocketing petrol prices and a marked increase in politicians promising, quote, relief at the bowser, many Australians are racing to take advantage of the government's $2,000 LPG conversion rebate.
Yeah, we're probably doing about 20, 30 of these conversions a day at the moment.
LPG specialist Rick Lindo of Lindo Conversions is doing a roaring trade despite his business's tortuous pun-based slogan, LPG me if you can, I'm feeling down.
Yeah, well, obviously the slogan drives most people away, but fortunately the world energy crisis has forced many to overcome their hatred of puns.
So how long does it take?
Oh, about 10, 12 minutes.
That's very fast.
Yeah, well, most of that is spent cutting through the floor of the vehicle. As you can see, your car is nearly converted.
I see you're basically removing a large rectangular section from the chassis.
Yeah, that's right.
But shouldn't it really be in the boot of the car?
The boot? Oh, don't be stupid. This is where you want it, directly in front of the driver's seat.
So you install the gas tank directly in front of the driver?
Gas tank? No, we just make the hole.
But where does the gas go?
What gas?
The liquid petroleum gas.
Liquid petroleum? It's petroleum we're short of. That kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah, but that's what LPG is.
You're taking the piss, aren't you?
Well, what do you think it stands for?
Leg power generation.
Leg power?
Yeah, well, it's the movement of your legs that generates the power, so obviously...
Hang on, so you put your legs through the hole and...
Yeah, it's basically running on the spot, except because the car's on wheels, it moves forward.
Like the Flintstones.
Now you're with me.
So for $2,000, you've turned this new Camry into essentially a Fred Flintstone mobile.
It's $2,500 for the standard Flintstone conversion.
This is outrageous. You've basically vandalised.
Hang on, wait till you've tried it.
No, I'm not putting...
Nah, just put your feet through. There you go. Now, give it a burl.
What do I do?
Just move your feet a bit.
Okay.
Whoa! That's it. Now go on, take it for a bit of a spin.
Okay, here we go.
Oh,
this is fantastic!
Careful or on the turns or you'll stall it.
So this is Australia's solution to the problem of peak oil. And it seems cash-strapped motorists everywhere are queuing up for this page right out of history.
For the smoothest, most economical ride around, get behind the wheel and put your feet through the floor of the award-winning Mercedes-Benz Dino. With Yabba Dabba dual airbags, you'll have a gay old time.
And live from Bathurst, it's the final round of the V8 Supercars, and bang, it seems Mark Scaife has blown a sand shoe, and that is a 3-4-5-car pile-up. Oh, my God, feet in the air!
Vin Diesel puts his foot to the floor in the Fast and the Furious. Bedrock Drift.
Does the prosecuting counsel have any further evidence?
Your Honour, this is the speed camera footage I was talking about. As you can see, those are the plaintiff's footprints behind the vehicle as it skids into oncoming traffic.
And here we have a scene from the upcoming remake of The French Connection.
Police emergency, I need your car.
It's Snow Patrol here at Get This on Triple M. Ryan Shelton is with us, and let's just cross out to the station's Black Thunder.
And they're gone.
Sudden acceleration at the end there.
Hey, didn't know Grant Spatchcock from the Gourmet Pizza Kitchen had opened an LPG conversion place, Tone?
I know. What's that about?
I don't know.
Stop recording voices so late at night. That's what that's about. How good, we were just talking off here, how good would it have been to work in the sound effects department at Hanna-Barbera?
My goodness.
Be serious, though.
Who made up Temple Block Right? Who's the author of Temple Block Right?
That is Hanna-Barbera, isn't it?
That's all Hanna-Barbera.
Actually, when you said that, when you said who invented it, I actually looked at Tony as if he had the answer.
Yeah, I did know. As well. I do know most things, but...
I was expecting you to know that.
Barry Templeblock. That's my guess.
And has he done anything since? Probably
What we could ask? We could ask pet psychic Amanda DeWarren.
She's good.
She is a genius.
What mag is she in?
She's in My New Boyfriend Take 5.
Genius or liar?
Yeah, that's the question we're asking. At times I have to leave my dogs, Snowy and Shadow, alone during the day. Does this bother them? Says Jenny Richardson of Woodville Gardens. Amanda says Shadow is quite bossy and pushes Jenny with her nose when she wants attention.
Such detail.
This is from a photograph. She loves chocolate. She loves chocolates, but hasn't been given them for a couple of months. Both dogs say they enjoy special meals, and Shadow's telling her this from a photograph. She gets quite destructive when Jenny goes out, pulling things out around the house as an act of defiance.
And all this from a photo?
A photograph.
So how does that work? Somehow the pet's inner life has been captured by the camera.
In a photograph. You send it off to Amanda, and she just sort of looks at it and just knows exactly how long it's been since Shadow's had a chocolate.
We've got to do it.
Have
you done it?
What?
Set one in. That is a project.
Now
Ed is always sending things in. He sent something in.
Oh, my goodness.
So you haven't even heard back from the other send-ins.
No.
And already you got another one.
What's your point?
Funniest time video. When are we going to see it? You've been sizzling it for weeks.
Stop giving it crackle because I reckon they're onto me.
You're pushing it. They're onto you. So they're sitting there at Funniest.
Yeah. Funniest going, HQ.
The Media Watch team from Funniest Home Videos is next door to the Kevin Smith Media Watch team just listening out for stuff.
And they're going, right, get all of the clips.
A giant mouth.
Of someone in a giant mouse or rat. And one of them is Ed Cavalier, and we can't give the prize to that one.
Yes.
You should never have said what it was.
I can't help it. I'm just the best thing I've ever done.
The best thing you've ever done. Let's get up a mountain. And what did Ed come up with for today? Awesome pranks, Ryan. That's what I said. What's today's talk back? He goes, awesome pranks.
If it was... if we were on an AM station, we're talking about.
Or an AW station.
It would probably be called Good Tricks You Play on Your Friends. But on an FM station, it's awesome pranks.
But on an AM station, it'd be pranks that go too far. What do you think? Call us up. Do my job. Paris Hilton's album, I'm suggesting that is a prank.
Why? It's not going so well?
It sold 1,914 copies in Australia.
That's a lot.
It's the new horror of 1914 is what it is. But she's not stopping there.
Oh, why would she?
She's curating. That's right, curating a cartoon series about her life.
What does that mean?
It's better have Temple Block in it.
Yeah.
It better be, you know, oh, I'll just pop down the shops to buy yet another phone. There you go.
Hang on. He's gone. Yeah, well, what's it going to be about?
I don't know, but she's working with Spider-Man creator Stan Lee.
What?
Well, he just liked, you know, any attention from a young lady. He'd be quite happy with that.
Stan's got the lolly bag going.
What if he's got the Flavio bag out?
Flavio bags. We should give away Flavio bags on air.
Flavio lolly bags for every caller.
See, when you said lolly bag, I sort of, in my head, I had Stan Lee pictured in a car next to a playground where Paris Hilton was playing. Do you want some lollies, Paris Hilton?
Sicko unsung hero, Ryan Shelton.
What you said.
If people aren't sure what we're talking about, the new weekly has the elderly lover of several supermodels, Flavio, and his his gnarly plum hammock, I'll call it.
Hey,
Paris Hilton's not finished.
Right.
What about his superhero?
Yeah.
What superpowers might that character possess? Basically, Hilton says, she can do anything. Because no one would have thought of that before.
Sense together.
Isn't that kind of like Rebecca Romaine Stamos? She kind of can do everything.
Yeah, she certainly can.
Let's not get excited.
I know. Yeah, I heard what you said.
Have you seen Femme Fatale?
No.
She can do everything.
Oh.
Rent it.
Go in the video shop tonight.
I got out The Sound of Music. I'm going to play a bit from that tomorrow.
Not that bit that you can't play.
Yeah.
There's X-rated talk in The Sound of Music. You might think there isn't, but there is.
Yeah.
It's very fruity.
It's the thing that ever happened.
Oh,
I had a prank. We were thinking about pranks. And I once, we were choosing sport in high school. And then my friend Steve, I got to the sheet after he did, and he put down soccer. And I crossed his name out and put flight and put fishing. So for a whole year, he had to go to fishing every Wednesday.
Fishing a subject,
yep, at my school.
Fishing.
That's a great subject.
Fishing is a subject.
Yeah, you just have to sit on a dock and fish.
Wow.
That's for the kids that couldn't even get into table tennis.
That's what I'm
Table tennis is a subject.
That's why I was
Designing
trying.
A website is a subject.
Oh, that's
See, in my day, there was English, science, and chimney sweeping. That was all you could choose from. That was it.
Sweet prank tone?
Sweet prank. Well, I've mentioned, I'm not a big one on the pranks, but we did once, Phil Michael Veitch's car with bananas.
Oh, that's...
The guy completely with bananas, thinking that he would, you know, get into it at about 9 o'clock in the morning. No, waited for the entire day, the hottest day of the year, to finish and just climbed into a car full of brown sludge.
It couldn't be done today in the world of expensive bananas that we live in.
Bananas and a car. That's just it's illegal now.
What about you, Rai? Oh, well, I'm good friends with Sir X and Sir Y.
Ah, yes.
On X and Y radio station. I was once in at the station, and I was using the photocopier for a reason just on a weekend. And I happened to lift the lid, or thought I lifted the lid, and the whole top of the photocopier fell back and,
broke?
Kind of broke. Not my fault. It was a bad photocopier, faulty. Anyway, I was a bit worried, crapping myself. Decided maybe not to mention it to anyone, just thought it could just go by. A few weeks later, got a call from the programming director in Sydney saying, "Look, mate, we know it's you. It's going to cost about $15,000 to get fixed. I know you probably don't have that money on you. Can you come and be involved in a new radio campaign? You do some free work, do some extra work. All we need you to do is walk through the city naked as part of this new all you need on is X and Y station." And
so what was the prank?
Well, that! It was fake. The phone call was the prank.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm kidding. Fake.
I'm kidding, because they probably would have done it.
See, I went with that.
Yeah. So I was like,
I'd buy anything.
No, he was in on the prank.
Ah, good. And, that's good.
Yeah, it was pretty embarrassing.
That's good.
Here's the big news, Ed.
What?
We're going to have to go straight to the callers.
Ah, it's 133353.
We're running the, so late, day after
that's
day.
That's the number.
I don't know how it's happening. I blame Greg Fleet somehow.
Somehow
it's his fault.
Yeah, no, I'm willing to do that. Give us a call. Delicious, a sweet prank. Now, there was a dovetail. Oh, yeah, Cavalier's Believe It or Not. If you just want to answer a Cavalier's Believe It or Not, give us a call as well. Kim is first. Hello, Kim.
Hi, how are you?
Excellent. Tell us an awesome prank.
My dad, he had a guy that used to work with him that his car was everything, and he always put everybody else's cars down.
What kind of car was it?
It was a Tirana.
Well, he had a point there, didn't he? Sweet Tirana.
Dad got a syringe full of diesel fuel and shot it up the exhaust pipe, which, when it heats up, it causes great big plumes of white smoke to come out of the back of the vehicle.
Right.
But it doesn't ruin the vehicle.
No, it doesn't.
That's great.
But this guy didn't know what was causing the smoke, and he pulled his engine down about three times trying to figure out. And every time the smoke cleared, they'd shoot some more up the exhaust pipe.
Thank you.
Even the most disturbing and dangerous prank can be leavened by a comical sting.
Hello, Mick.
G'day, how are you?
Excellent. Your awesome prank.
Oh, well, when I was a kid, my mum once told me to go play with the traffic, so I did. I went and got a torch, a bit of cable, and stood next to a blue car with a posy hat on. And, made like I was a speed gun operator.
A fake speed gun operator?
Yeah, I got the bird, you know, got people hitting the brakes hard.
Is that illegal, do you think?
Nah.
Probably, but I was only about 7 at the time.
7-year-old? Right. Oh, that 7-year-old cops just stung me!
I'm sure if you explain it to the police that it was just an awesome prank.
Yeah,
that's fine.
You're a high five. All right, you ready, Mick? Believe it or not, our medieval wedding blew away.
I believe that.
It's true.
Oh, yeah,
it's true. Well, these people had a medieval wedding, and they had like a whole castle set up, and they took the photo, and when they turned around, it blown away.
They're probably still paying it off, too.
They are. Thank you, Mick. Bring some reality. Hello, Nathan.
Hello, how are you?
I'm excellent, sir. Oh, we've spoken to you before, haven't we?
Oh, yeah, I'm kind of a regular.
Oh, oh, you're the guy with the extremely rare tiny milk jugs?
Yeah, dessert cups.
Ah, pardon me.
So what tell your awesome prank, Nathan?
Yeah, well, it takes a little organization, but
okay.
We used to run an ad in the paper for a garage sale at one of your buddy's houses, you know, start at like 6 in the morning on Saturday.
Yeah.
And then in the middle of the night, just go over there and dump as much shit in his front yard as you can. And he'll have people knocking on his door at about 5:30, you know, how much for the dessert cups that you bought at the Salvation Army kind of thing. So.
Wow.
Nathan.
A phony garage sale.
Jeez. That's one of the best ideas I've ever heard in my life.
That's
it's a good one.
It's better than the fake speed camera.
Yeah. That was winning so far. Ready, Nathan? You'll get this, believe it or not. My strawberry thinks he's people.
No, I'm going to have to say no on that one.
Incorrect, my friend. Someone sent in a photograph of their strawberry shaped like a person.
Right. And the headline was, my strawberry thinks it's people.
He's people.
He's people. Yeah.
So it's definitely a guy.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. You can tell. Thank you, Nathan.
Have we got any more awesome pranks?
Yeah, Brad, what's going on?
Hey, yeah.
Excellent, sir. Your awesome prank?
Yeah, one night after the pub, one night, your mate goes, I've got this lighter, flash blue and red. So we're going along the highway and put the lighter up against the dash and high beam, like started flashing high beam and pulled three cars over.
Wow! And what did you do? Did you book them?
But like, I don't want to book them here, so I pulled in behind them.
Yeah.
And they sort of looked until they come to a stop, then I just took off.
Laughing maniacally.
That's great.
Oh, pissing ourselves laughing.
Hey, Brad, believe it or not, my face is haunted.
Yours or?
No.
That's the headline. Is it real or is it Cavalier?
I'll say true.
No, it's not. It's Cavalier.
Oh,
it's,
wow.
It's Cavalier.
You should write for Take 5.
But if it's Cavalier, normally it would be my cat's face is haunted.
Yeah, I have a little cat.
So that was
a little face.
Technically a trick question.
Hello, Greg. Lucky
okay,
last. Hello,
more.
Greg. How are you?
Yeah, g'day. How you going, guys?
Excellent. Your awesome prank.
I used to go away fishing and prawning and everything. My boss told me to bring something back with me, so I thought, well, I'll post it to him. So I posted it to him. Some prawns and some flats, and got intercepted all along the way by Australia Post, and they said, we suspect it was a bit of a prank.
We suspect it may be a prank.
We sent them anyway, but we're deeply suspicious.
That is all we've got time for,
yeah,
Ed.
Yeah.
Give them a believe it or not.
Believe it or not, Amanda DeWarren is actually psychic. Awesome.
He's driven off. He's driven off. The final prank. He used to go fishing. I'm glad it's fishing because on my computer screen it says used to go fisting, and I don't think that's accurate, and I didn't really think we should put that call to air. Thank you, Rod Shelton, for coming in.
Hey, thanks so much. Big night of TV tonight. Real Stories, Channel 10 at 9 o'clock.
Yes.
Featuring the lovely Alison White tonight.
Ooh.
Makes an appearance. And a boy that's been grounded for 15 years in his house.
Excellent. Well, and there's some kind of video podcast.
There is a Real Stories video podcast on iTunes, which you can get.
Right.
And our key phrase today, what was it, Ed? My face is haunted! Guess what? We're back tomorrow with Guzzy Sampson. We've broken him out of that film, and it's all thanks to the Mercedes-Benz Vito.